Okay, we're picking up the daily halacha in Chodesh El. We're discussing the halachas of Slichos. So we mentioned that when you wake up before the Zman of Alos HaShachar, so there was a shaila about saying certain things, just to chazer, that we said for Birchos HaShachar, you could say every bracha of Birchos HaShachar before Alos HaShachar, except for Hanosin Lesech Vivin Al Havchim Vin Laila. That is Lechadchila supposed to be wait to said after Alos HaShachar, if you don't hear the Tarnagol. If you hear the Tarnagol, then we could be Mako to say it before Alos HaShachar. Another point is that when you wash Netil HaSedayim before Alos HaShachar, so it's best if when you finish the slichos, and now you started slichos before Alos HaShachar, now it's after Alos HaShachar, after you finish slichos, and now you're going to be davening, it's best to wash your hands three times like you would in the morning for Negavasar, because there are opinions that they say that when Alos HaShachar, there's a new Ruach Ra that comes, and therefore you would have a chiyuv, Mishabru and Siman Dalad quotes that, and you would have a new chiyuv to wash your hands. However, if Alos HaShachar is in the middle of your slichos, so then the post can bring down the name of Shlomo Zalman, Lichos Shlomo Chelik Beis Perak Aleph. He brings down that Sivav over there. He writes that you do not need to wash in the middle of slichos. Same thing with Sternbach says like that, and that seems to be the general accepted opinion that you don't have to stop in the middle of slichos, but as soon as slichos is over, then you should be washing your hands three times for it to be choshish for that shita that says that you need to wash your hands after Alos HaShachar. Okay, so now we're going to discuss more of the Seder of slichos, and that is that after the Shech Tzibur puts on his talis, so then we begin to say Ashrei. We start Ashrei Shavisecha. Everybody says Ashrei, and then the Shech Tzibur says Chatzi Kaddish. That's brought down. It's actually a minhag that a lot of, not just the thing that became recently, but it seems to be a minhag that a lot of people have, that the first night of slichos, that Chatzi Kaddish, they say the nigun of Rosh Hashanah Musaf, the Yisgod, that nice nigun to be Ma'or Levavos, the beginning of slichos, that there are many of those who have that practice to say that nigun. So then we say L'cha Hashem Matzdaka. And the Shliach Tzibur, he'll say Hanasham Alach Vagufalach out loud in order that everybody should hear it. And it's also brought down that you should then, as best, he should be Ma'orer his kol bebechi la'or levam. He should put out his heart crying out to Hashem in order to be Ma'orer everybody to tshuva and cry out to Hashem. What happens if there's no minyan? A lot of times, a very early minyan at 4:30 in the morning, so you'll have 7-8 guys, and you don't have 10 right away. But you need to start because let's say you're davening 8 or whatever it is, you need to start the slichos. So you're allowed to start Ashrei. You could say Lecha Hashem Tzedaka. When the minyan gets there, as long as you say three psukim, then you can say Kaddish after those three psukim. You're allowed to say Kaddish after that. So you don't have to wait for the Ashrei. You could start Ashrei and Lecha Hashem Tzedaka, and then when the minyan comes, you could say Kaddish after that. However, when you're already up to the Yud Gimel Midos, you're up to the Hashem Hashem, you cannot say that with less than 10. That's we're very makbid about that. That you need to have a tzibur to say the Yud Gimel Midos, and you need to say that with the tzibur. So that's a question. Also, in general, if a person is not up to Hashem Hashem, he doesn't say Hashem Hashem yet, and the tzibur is still in the middle of saying, at what point is it like too late? Like kedusha also, the shayla also. So it's brought down in the name of Chaim Kanievsky that as long as the tzibur still didn't say v'nakeh yet, so they're already up to Hashem Rakirachem v'chesed v'nakeh. They're up to the very last end of it. As long as they didn't finish the Yud Gimel Midos, you'd be allowed to say the Hashem Hashem with them. That's the psak of Rav Chaim. So now a person is also supposed to say the Sod of Shor Shardoda cautions very strongly about saying the slichos and the tachnunim very much ben nachas of imato kavana, not rushing through them. Say them nice and slow, and it's also the Mishnah Berurah says it's much better to say less slichos ben nachas and say them very slowly and properly than to say all of them and just rush through the whole thing. So it's better to say the slichos in a way that is going to be. That's going to be better to say them. So now, also, what happens in terms of if you're in the middle of the slichos and the tzibur gets up to the yud gimel midos? So that's a big shaila. That happens a lot. You say them slower. So what do you do? So you should stop when you could say the psiutim ala seder that you're saying them. That's the name of Shalmei Moed, quotes the name of Shalmei Zalman, and also in the name of Rav Yashiv, they bring this down also, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky. They all agree that you could say them the normal way that you're saying them. You don't have to follow tzibur. However, when they get up to the Yud Gimel Midos, then you should say the Yud Gimel Midos. You should say the Hashem Hashem with the tzibur. That is what Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv said. Rav Chaim says even further. He says not just when they're up to the Yud Gimel Midos, right, when they start Kalmelech Yoshev Akitzer Achmin, that whole paragraph you should say with the tzibur. So Machlokas over there, Machlokas Aposikim, whether just the Hashem Hashem should you say, or even the whole paragraph of Kalmelech Yoshev Akitzer Achmin, should you say the whole thing with the tzibur? That is a shaila, and then after After that point, you then could continue from where you were and continue from that point and consider the prakim that you want to say afterwards. Someone who comes late, so then you should just start with the tzibur is up to, and afterwards you should be mashlim. That's what's quoted in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, that you should just pick up, say Ashrei maybe Ashrei, and then pick up right away with the piyutim that the tzibur is up to, and then afterwards be mashlim with what you missed with regards to the slichos. That's what brought down. Ideally, the best thing to do. Now, when it comes to Vayikra b'shem Hashem, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that we say Vayikra b'shem, and you should take a pause between the word b'shem and Hashem. Vayikra b'shem, and like a small pause, Hashem. That's the Mishnah Berurah quotes based on the Vudraham, and that's the way that the pasuk was with the tifchas, the top tifchas. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah recommends having that slight pause. When you say the slichos, we generally have the introduction line Elokeinu Elokavasinu, except for the rule that the Eshel Avram Mibachach says that you should say, except where the name of Hashem is at the beginning of the Slicha, then we won't say Elokeinu Elokavasinu. But when the name of Hashem isn't at the beginning of the Slicha, then you should say Elokeinu Elokavasinu at the beginning of the Slichos. It's also better to stand for Slichos. The minhag is that we stand, El Rabba quotes that, B'Shem Kitzer Shla, and Matya Ephraim quotes that we should stand for the Slichos. And if it's very hard for you, then you should stand for Kel Melech Yoshev and Yodu Gamimidos. That for sure, you should really try to stand for those. If you're not feeling well, whatever it is, you're weak, then you could sit for the other parts, but the Yud Gimel Midos and Kel Melech you should really stand for. One last halacha, we'll finish up with this for the day, is that the psukim that are before the slichos in the p'tiutim, they're very important to say those, and the Machzitz Tzeshaka brings down between the Shefer Chassidim, that it's very important to say those, and and you should be careful saying them with kavana, and make sure that that's also very important to say. And just like with Hislichos Benachas, also say these psukim in between them, also Benachas, and you should make sure to say them very carefully. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with some more halachos of the Slichos, Be'ez Hashem, in tomorrow's daily halachos.